You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. From a modern-day jazz star, vibraphonist and composer Joel Ross, we start this 687th episode of Neon Jazz with the tune The Nurturer off his 2020 CD, Who Are You? For the past several years, this cat has been refining an expression that's true to his sound and his generation. We caught up with him here at Neon Jazz during the fall of 2020 to talk about the significance of releasing a new album of material during a pandemic. This is what he had to say.
It is representative of just that the arts will continue. This is a trying time, but I speak for myself, but I think a lot of artists would agree that we have to keep creating and we have to keep putting out, because this is our form of expression. This is purely just how we will continue to go on and move forward.
Inspired by mentor Stefan Harris's empathetic, whole self approach to articulation, he has adopted an entire ethos dependent on truthful, ongoing communication. Honesty persists throughout his sets, and with each new release, he affirms a commitment to a very authentic way of presenting his voice through music. With his talent and age, there should be much more coming from Joel. It's great to start things off with him. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that embraces the vibes, with cats like Peter Schlamm doing the honors, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, armed with the catalog of jazz you were sure to dig. So one of those very first early shows that sent Joel into a tailspin, albeit a good one, This is legendary saxophonist and composer Wayne Shorter, joined by his quartet live back in 2011 with the tune Orbits off the CD Without a Net. And as we listen, hear Joel explain.
I can remember like the first show that left me walking away a little confused was seeing, it was my first freshman year of college. And I was at the Monterey Jazz Festival in California, and I went to see the Wayne Shorter Quartet. What they were playing, I didn't fully understand. You know, everything up to that point I had been working with was more or less coming from a traditional vein. And once I saw Wayne, I didn't understand what was happening, but that inspired me to like learn what it is and figure it out, and led me to continue to listen more and try to understand that sort of dialect of the music.
Hey everybody, this is Ian Henderson Smith. You're listening to The Lowdown on Neon Jazz from Kansas City.
as seen nightly on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. That was saxophonist Ian Hendrickson-Smith with I Should Care off his CD, The Lowdown. This new project from the veteran New York cat features an all-star New York rhythm section with Rick Germanson on piano, John Weber on bass, and Joe Farnsworth on the drums. Joining Ian on the front line is tenor saxophonist and the album's executive producer, Corey Weeds, and whatever he touches is golden. Recorded at the infamous Rudy Van Gelder's recording studio in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, it's a must for your collection. We did catch up with Ian right before the end of 2020, and he talked about releasing a CD in this modern world of ours.
Anything we can do to make people feel like they're getting a break and have a laugh and a reprise from all the chaos that's happening right now in the world. You know, it's hugely important. I think the function of art and comedy and, you know, these are the times when people really need it the most, I feel like. To be a cog in that wheel, in a sense, is hugely gratifying.
This next cat is one Ian spent some time with. This is the talented and late Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings with the tune Got a Thing on My Mind Part 1 off their 2019 CD that's a collection of singles. Dig in.
Pearl, and I am a fan of Joe Domino's Neon Jazz. It's a great program, something to keep you sane and comfortable in these strange times. Hope you'll listen in.
Oh boy, I'm lucky. I say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day. I'm all in clover, and I'm glad all over. Wanna shout hooray. I found a horseshoe, couldn't go wrong. And then of course you happened along. Oh boy, I'm lucky. I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day. I'm sure tell me why shouldn't I? You know it's you I'm after. You're my lucky star. I'm on a rainbow rafter, climbing up to where you are. I'll have a time, it's a climb, but I'll make it, 'cause I'm shooting high. I found a horseshoe, couldn't go wrong. And then, of course, you happened along. Oh, boy, I'm lucky. I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day. I'm shooting high, got my eye in the sky. I'll never stop till I get to the top. I have a time, it's a climb, but I'll make it, 'cause this is my lucky day.
That was the well-known actress and talented jazz singer Linda Pearl with her tune, Lucky Day, Shooting High, off her latest 2020 CD, Taking a Chance on Love. She is best known as Fonzie's girlfriend Ashley on Happy Days and in a host of other shows and movies. She was born in Connecticut, and she has turned into quite a jazz singer. And we caught up with her this summer to talk about music more. She was a delight, and she opened up about how she feels about the post-COVID-19 world.
I think it'll be profound. I think it'll be more meaningful. I mean, I think we're probably all hungering for that connectivity, you know, that we experience communally. I've been amazed at the response from the creative community online. I mean, people have just found a way.
We go next to the legendary singer, songwriter, musician, arranger, and civil rights activist, Nina Simone, with the tune, My Baby Just Cares For Me. Dig it.
My baby don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for cars and races. My baby don't care for hot tone places. Liz Taylor is not a star, and even Lana Turner's smile, something he can't see. My baby don't care, who knows? My baby just cares for me. Even Liberace smiled, something he can't see. It's something he can't see. I wonder what's wrong with baby. My baby just cares for.
Hey Kansas City, this is Joanna Berkey-Bile. I am proud to announce that I am releasing my brand new album, Love Me or Leave Me, and I am proud to be a part of Joe's radio show, Neon Jazz. Keep on listening.
The gentleman is a dope, a man of many faults, a clumsy Joe who wouldn't know a rumble from a waltz. The gentleman is a dope and not my cup of tea. Why do I get in a dither? He doesn't belong to me. The gentleman isn't bright, he doesn't know the score. Take a crumb and never ask for more. The gentleman's eyes are blue, but little do they see. Why am I beating my brains out? He doesn't belong to me. He's somebody else's problem. Just a look you'd like to hug and hold against your heart. The gentleman doesn't know how happy he could be. Look at me crying my eyes out as if he belonged to me. We'll be right back.
That was Kansas City jazz singer Joanna Birkebile with the tune The Gentleman Is a Dope, her take on it, off her latest 2020 CD, Love Me or Leave Me. It's gotten great reviews, and each tune on this CD contains a completely different personality and perspective. We had to catch up with her here at the show to talk about why she loves jazz, and she opened up.
And I think I just fell in love with the physicality of it, where, like, jazz is, it connects with the body, and it's fun, and it's natural, and it brings people together.
And she also really loves this town of ours.
It's not really about, okay, so who do you know and what's your history and give me your resume. It's like, well, can you do it? It's a show me state. So show me. Like, okay, well, you didn't have to sing jazz before, but show me. Show me if you can sing jazz. And if you can sing jazz, then you're a jazz singer. It flows into other elements of Kansas City, too.
Let's stay in that Kansas City frame of mind here with pianist and bandleader Benny Moten, a definition of the 1930s big band. This is Ding Dong Blues as the road stretches on.
Living in New York City. I'm a composer, pianist, organ, and vocals. And I want to say that you're listening to Neon Jazz Radio, Kansas City, Missouri, and to continue listening for great music.
Thank you. 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 Thank you for love. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the blessings. Thank you. Thank you for family. Thank you for blessings. Thank you for life. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for love. Thank you for family. Thank you for blessings. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That was New York pianist, organist, vocalist, composer, master improvisationalist, actress, and educator Amina Claudine Myers with the tune Thank You off her 2016 CD Songs from My Soul. Her career in music began in her preteens and throughout high school directing church choirs, and these days she is safely called a legend. And with all this wisdom and mileage, we wanted to know what she thought about the return to music when COVID slows down.
They will continue to appreciate us as artists, which they do already, but accept us, what we're doing and what we're creating, and hopefully we are able to touch them and they realize how we inspire them through the music.
Here's a legendary sort of cat she spent some time with. This is saxophonist Sonny Stitt with the tune Old Folks off the 2007 CD No Greater Love.
Thank you. Pianist and composer based in Brussels. Happy to be on the show, and you're listening to Neon Jazz, Kansas City.
That was Belgian-Japanese pianist and composer Alex Koo, joined by Mark Turner and Ralph Alessi with the 2019 tune Dune off the CD Apple Blue Sea Green. We talked with Alex this summer, and he had some thoughts on that post-COVID-19 world.
I hope that the feeling that you know, people take music and arts for granted, that maybe this whole epidemic is going to change it and people will appreciate it more and go see more shows.
As we begin getting closer to the end of this hour of Jazz Together, let's hear the Esquire All-American Award winner circa 1946 with the song Blow Me Down. Again, as we wrap up this week of Super Bowl living in Kansas City. They didn't make it. They got beat. But we love these guys. We always will. Thank you for the ride. That was the Esquire All-American Award winners with Blow Me Down, and that's what they did for us this season. They were gutsy, man, through a COVID-19 world, and they did wonderful. Our final jump into the music is from six Italian musicians engaged in a search for an innovative sound without forgetting to look at the past. This is Mach 6 with the tune Mind Trip off their 2020 CD, Take Off, and that's what we're going to do as we head out. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a real Super Bowl champ around here, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Thank you, bud.
Reach out, let us know what's going on. We're always here. We love hearing from you. NeonJazzKC at gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time. Support all the arts, keep jazz alive, and enjoy the music, my friends.
on jazz.